I think planning is always going to be vital. You know, we have to know what we're building. I don't want to start a project and not know if we're building a video game or a word processor. We have to know what we're building. But the thing is, we don't have to lock down every last detail about the project. There's a great author named E.L. Doctorow. He's written books like World Fair, Billy Bathgate. And when he was writing, he used this great explanation of what he said writing a novel was like. He said, writing a novel is like driving a car at night. You can only see as far as your headlights, but you can make the whole trip that way. And I think that's what software development or any sort of product development is like, or going back to our earlier example, even planning a wedding is like, right? You don't have to lock down everything. The things that are nearer term are illuminated more brightly by your headlights. The things that are further out are not, right? You can still possibly see them, but they're not as well illuminated. If you do have something where you need to have a little bit more insight into something that's further out on a project, maybe 3 or 6 months out, you do a little bit more planning on those things, right? It's not always necessary, but every now and then we can plan a little bit further out to know what we're going to deliver and exactly what it's going to be. To me, that's the analogy still fits there, because that's like driving on that highway and flashing on my bright headlights for 5 seconds just to see what's out there. So I really like that idea of a project is like driving with your headlights, and you can only see a certain distance. But as you make the journey, things that are further out start to get illuminated better as you approach them. So planning's still important, but we just don't want to overdo it.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.